Thanks again for joining us here on Saturday, the big edition of Community Connection, KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, and on the FM dial, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. I'm Bill Davis, your host. Welcoming back to the microphones, good friend of mine, director of golf, Sutton Valley Golf Course, and a man who's breathing a sigh of relief from the Audi Bellingham Winter Series. Not so much finally being over, but basically, you got it all in. You got the final tournament in last week, a couple of weeks ago. So how'd that go?
We did, yeah. We finally got it
in. Well,
the
weather wasn't cooperating then either, was it?
It really wasn't. It was kind of a fitting end to the Audi Bellingham Winter Series. It just rained on us. Although, I'll say this. The last four or five holes, the sun actually came out.
Yeah.
And so we did our big KP of KP contest on the 18th. Hole and
KP is closest to the hole.
Closest to the pin, yeah.
And then, closest to the pin.
Yep. And then, and so it was really cool because all the contestants were out on the deck. Actually out on a deck because it was sunny and everyone was watching the contest and it was kind of, everyone was kind of celebrating. You can't say that we don't appreciate good weather because we have this, you know, about 20 minutes of nice sunny weather and everyone was
cheers.
Outside.
Yeah,
we were all appreciative. Yeah. So
did,
that part
did a few
cool.
of those people on the deck have an adult beverage or two in their hand?
I think most of them you could say were double fisting.
Nice!
Yeah,
nice!
Yeah, there were everyone
the
was
old 19th
celebrating.
Hole, right?
That's right. That's right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, it was good fun. It was great to, you know, I do feel good about kind of having it in the rearview mirror. As fun as it was, I'm ready to move on to regular golf.
I want to thank Audi Bellingham, just having the patience of all the rescheduling that that you guys had to do.
They were great. They are just a wonderful sponsor. We love having them there.
Want to do it again next year?
No, they're going to do it again next year.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be, that'll be here sooner than we know it. Sure enough, the summer seemed to go fast around here, so it'll be October before we know it.
Yeah, the Audi Bellingham Winter Series next week, maybe. The way the calendar's rolling so
no
fast.
No kidding. Although I'm ready for summer. I tell you.
Back for real golf?
Yeah, we got some growl. Most of the golf pros around are pretty growly these days.
Yeah.
This weather's not been too conducive to golf and to having our courses be as busy as we want. So we are ready for a shift.
When you say ready, have you been doing some course and what's that called when you punch holes?
Yep,
what do you call that?
Aerification.
Yeah, but you were telling me earlier, you punch the greens, right?
We do. We call it punching. That's kind of the slang term is punching the greens. And we have the cool thing is we got this new machine last year that allows us to do a much less invasive process. Mm-hmm. Typically, when you punch the green, it's really about 3 weeks before they come back to normal. But we have this new machine and we tested it out last fall and it's wonderful. We can punch, instead of punching fewer really big holes and pulling big cores out and then just dumping the greens with sand and making them pretty choppy for a few weeks, we punch a lot of really tiny holes, which ends up having the same effect.
Yeah.
But in terms of putting on them, you putt the day or two after we're done with aerification and you can barely notice. So we did it Monday, Tuesday earlier this week and we're back. I mean, the greens are back to rolling good. All we need is Mother Nature to maybe ease up on the rain a little bit.
I was going to say cooperate with you just a little bit,
That'd
right?
That'd be good, yeah.
We are talking with Brian Krulak. He is the director of golf, Sutton Valley Golf Course. Through punching the greens, through the winter series of golf. Now it is on to, as you say, spring and summertime golf. And last time you were in here, you talked about the PGA Junior thing you got.
The PGA Junior League. It's really cool. This is our second year that we are affiliated with the PGA Junior League, and the kids are starting to sign up. It's a really cool concept we talked about before. It's like kind of based on a little league model in that kids of all abilities are encouraged to participate.
Kind of like T-ball.
Yeah,
for the kids, right?
It is.
T-ball for golf.
It really is. Yeah. And the nice thing, we've got so many families in Sutton Valley, a lot of kids out there. So everyone's really excited about it. And we'll start in the signups now, and the league itself will start up in mid-May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do they get to dress in those funny pants?
Funny pants? They have cool uniforms, actually.
Oh.
They got golf shirts that have numbers on the back.
Really?
Yeah.
It's you're playing football or basketball?
It's really cool. And the kids just love them, and they come up with goofy names for the teams and everything, just like they do in Little League Baseball.
Now, do the team names have to meet parental approval?
Heck no.
Because, you know, they might try to slide some... some abbreviations that might mean something different to parents than it would to the kids.
If they have been doing that, we're completely oblivious. So
it's
perfect. If they're doing it, they're doing such a good job at it that we never picked up on it. So kudos to the kids.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So that's the PGA Junior.
PGA Junior
League. So what else? What else shaking at Sudden Valley?
We got lots of stuff. This is an exciting time of year for our memberships. We have this young family membership that kind of ties in nicely with the PGA Junior League and with our junior clinics. And that if there's a child in your household, 15 years or younger, for as little as $80 a month, your whole family can have unlimited golf and unlimited range ball privilege. The only restriction is it's after 12 o'clock noon every day. So you think about that. If you have a family of four or five for, you know, $80 a month, having all the golf and all the range balls you can hit, it's an incredible value. And now that spring's here, the families are starting to think about golf, and we're starting to get several of the families taking advantage of it. So there's a lot of excitement in Sudden Valley about that.
Well, I was saying, you know, you said that that you have to wait until afternoon, but, you know, the kids don't get up for crack of noon anyway, do they?
Exactly. That's what mine do, the crack of noon. Exactly right. So it's perfect.
Yeah, so it'll be great for them. So that's what dynamic pricing, I assume, still
going.
I love this. This is a lot like doing stock. Right, like playing the stock market.
Buy high, sell low. That's kind of what that's my philosophy. Probably not the best philosophy.
Buy high, sell low. Sell low. Let's see. You'll be out of business shortly, won't you?
That's why I stay away from the stock market. But with the one guarantee. Dynamic pricing is guaranteed. There's no risk in dynamic pricing.
That's
guaranteed success.
You're not buying a golf course on margin or anything like that.
No, it's a guaranteed success. So don't play the stock market. Play dynamic pricing at Sudden Valley. Do that instead.
Don't waste your money on the stock market. Do the dynamic pricing. Yeah. And that just means it's kind of an ebb and flow. It's like it costs a little more sometimes, a little less sometimes, depending on demand. Right?
Exactly right. So if you have the bottom line is, if you have any kind of flexibility for when you want to play, you can get a really good deal at golf. So just go to our website at www.suddenvalleygolfcourse.com and just click on the book a tee time button, and it pops right up, and there's a certain column, different columns, and you just find a tee time that works for you. And if you're price sensitive, you know, just go a little bit earlier, a little later possibly than the prime time, and you'll get really good value. So
I had asked you as a personal favor to me if you were going to be souping up the golf boards, you know, like to 30-40 horsepower, and
close.
You were
I mean, I'm going to tell you that, we're going to do it, but we're really not going to.
What do they top out, 11 miles an hour?
About 10-11 miles an hour. Yeah.
Hauling the mail now,
You know what? It feels, you'd be surprised, it feels plenty fast.
They're like surfboards, like skateboards, except they're motorized.
Yeah.
And you put your bags on them.
Yep. Closer to the size of a snowboard, and then it has four electric wheels, and all wheels have a drive to them. So, they go up and down the hills really easily. They've got a self-braking system. So when you go down a hill, it breaks for you, and it never goes faster than you want it to go downhill. And super safe, and really just a fun way to play golf. And they're itching to get out.
I was about to say, I have an idea for you this summer. And this is just from me to you, and it's absolutely free. Just be thinking about this. Run it by the board of directors. Yeah. How about golf board demolition derby?
Oh man, this is another one of your ideas.
The figure eight on Sutton Valley. That's what I want to see.
You've got so many of these great ideas. I'll bring that one up at the next meeting.
Where do they find you guys online?
They can go to our website, www.suddenvalleygolfcourse.com, or they could call in too. We still have those telephone things, and you can use those
old-fashioned telephones.
You can't text us on it, it's a landline, but it's 360-734-6435.
Do me a favor, come back in a couple of weeks and give me great new updates on how wonderful the weather is and the course as well.
Man, I hope I come in here with a tan next time.
That's what I'm saying. That's Brian Krulak. Always good seeing you, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
He is the director of golf, Sudden Valley Golf Course. We'll continue with Community Connection, KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, and 96.5 FM in Bellingham.